Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Cleanup is underway in parts of the Midwest and southern U.S. after severe storms yesterday. Tornadoes touched down in several states, including Arkansas, Indiana, and Illinois. At least 11 people died. One death occurred in Belvidere, Illinois, when the roof of a packed theater collapsed during a heavy metal concert. Local resident Teresa Best had planned to be in the audience.
I got off work and had a bunch of calls from people concerned because they knew I was supposed to go. So I'm just trying to get hold of everyone that was there and just make sure they're okay.
Dozens of homes and buildings have been destroyed in an outbreak of wildfires in Oklahoma. Logan Layden with member station KGOU reports.
Wind gusts upward of 70 miles per hour and an abundance of highly flammable red cedar trees have fueled a wildfire outbreak in Oklahoma that has closed major interstates and prompted evacuations in the northern and eastern portions of the state. High winds also knocked over power lines, causing outages for thousands. Homes and buildings have been burned to the ground. Residents in North Oklahoma City and southern Logan County have been ordered to evacuate, but due to the number of fires, authorities were simply not able to inform residents in all of the affected areas to leave. For NPR News, I'm Logan Layden in Oklahoma City.
The New Mexico Supreme Court is suspending local ordinances limiting abortion access. Abortion is legal in New Mexico, but some cities and counties had adopted their own restrictions. From member station KUNM, Alice Fordham reports.
The New Mexico Supreme Court is responding to a writ from State Attorney General Raul Torres, contending that the local ordinances are unlawful and should be blocked. The court has agreed to hear the case and has ordered the local ruling suspended pending its outcome. The three cities and two counties that passed the ordinances consulted with a Texan Right to Life group when they wrote the rules, citing a 19th century federal law. An attorney for that group, Jonathan Mitchell, has said he will support the local authorities if they decide to fight the legal challenge. For NPR News, I'm Alice Fordham.
Human Rights Watch says Pakistani authorities are systematically depriving prisoners of health care. NPR's Dia Hadid reports.
The report said Pakistan has some of the most overcrowded jails in the world, but offers nearly no medical care. The report said there were few health professionals in the system, and a lot of the medical equipment didn't work. Human Rights Watch found that most prisoners had to bribe officials to get items as basic as a painkiller. Many prisoners said they had illnesses go untreated for years. The government has not yet commented on the report. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
This is NPR News from Washington. About 1,000 truck drivers and warehouse workers are on strike against Sysco, the food distribution company. The walkout began in Indianapolis and spread to sites in California. Workers want better wages and working conditions. It was 1 year ago today that workers at an Amazon warehouse voted to unionize. The union says it still hasn't been able to negotiate a contract. Federal labor officials have ordered the company to the bargaining table, but Amazon continues to fight the decision in court. Amazon is a financial supporter of NPR. The National Basketball Association has come to terms with players on a new collective bargaining agreement. The talks stretched beyond a midnight deadline after months of extensions. Greg Eklund reports.
The new collective bargaining agreement between the NBA and the union representing players will last 7 years, though there's a mutual opt-out after the 2028-2029 season. Both sides had the option of pulling out of the current CBA after this season. According to ESPN, the new deal calls for finally implementing an in-season tournament, something that's been talked about for several years. It also sets a minimum of 65 games to be played to be eligible for major individual awards. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
In college basketball, the men's final four games will take place today. Florida Atlantic plays San Diego State and Miami plays UConn. Iowa and LSU will meet tomorrow in the women's championship. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.